When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You are cordially invited to my virtual vision board party. Yay! As January is winding down, you may be feeling like, snap, it's about to be February and I still haven't got a hold of my 2023 yet. And sis, it's totally okay. You just lack direction and need a little inspiration. And that's where I come in. I will be showing you how to create a vision board that you can actually put into action this year. But I'm not alone. I will be joined by five amazing guests speakers to talk you through your finances, love and relationships, business and careers, beauty and self-care, and getting onto the property ladder. Better yet, this is interactive, so you'll be able to ask all your burning questions. Not sold yet? Well, you don't even have to leave your house. We'll come to you. So join us for an amazing virtual experience with yours truly, Breenie Lee. Spaces are limited, so click the link in my bio to grab your tickets now. Hey everyone, it's your girl Breenie Lee and welcome to the Pep Talk podcast, where we have real, raw, relatable conversations with the pep talk you need.
You have the power to create your future with the choices that you make today.
What do you bring to the table? Baby, I am the table. Love yourself a little bit more than that, ladies. Come on.
Dust settles, queens don't. And don't forget, know your worth and then add tax.
Period.
Today we are talking about how to uncouple with someone. It is breakup season, guys. I mean, I feel like it's breakup season all the time, but I feel like as we get towards the end of the year, I think a lot of us are actually thinking and taking inventory over what are we doing and who do we want in our lives and who are the kind of people that we want to become and is this relationship serving me well? And if you're not having those thoughts, maybe the person that broke up with you is having those thoughts. So if you're watching this and you're going for a breakup, I'm here to empathize with you. It is not easy, whether you were together 5 weeks, 5 months, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, whether you're going for a divorce, a long-term relationship, a short-term relationship, or if you're just trying to get over a crush that you had. This, I be knowing. It's so funny because at the beginning of this year, I had a crush on two people. And at the beginning, I was like, well, at least my feelings are working. This is good. I'm actually liking someone. This is actually really, really good. And I remember like having a crush and being obsessed with these two people who never even knew that I had a crush on them and having to like get over them. It's weird to be able to get over someone that you never was with. But for me personally, and the reason why I can speak on this topic is because this year, I feel like I've just been, you know, getting over uncoupling, detaching from people. And I think that's the risk that you take when you are dating and when you're dating with a soft heart, or you're dating and, you know, things don't work out the way that you want them to, and kind of having to have those come to Jesus moments. I've had many of those this year. And you know, sometimes when you get over someone, you're like, oh, that wasn't too bad, I can try it again, and you kind of throw yourself into it again, and then the cycle continues. But I don't know about you guys, but I ain't doing that next year. It's actually like, for people that are highly sensitive, I think breakups are probably very, very, very difficult. Even if you are strong, like, breakups aren't easy, depending on the amount of time that you spent on this person, depending on how attached you were to that person. I mean, if you were married, it is deep. It's deeper than the breakup. It almost feels like a death of yourself. So I can't say I completely relate, but I don't have to relate to be able to give advice that has worked for me and that makes sense. So this video is going to be practical tips on how you can uncouple from someone. And I hate the concept of getting over something. You can't get over something. You have to get through it. And it's honestly a day-to-day thing. And I'm not going to say that there isn't going to be times when you're going to dibble-dabble, like go backwards and then go forward. I almost feel like that's part of the moving forward stage. Sometimes you have better days. Sometimes you have worse days. Sometimes you go back to the person. Sometimes you are good and you're strong. But I feel like those days are like, it's up and down. And like I said in my last how to get through a breakup video, like if you have to cry, then cry, because it can be very painful to be alone after spending a considerable amount of time with a person, as well as investing in that person. And I think a lot of people stay in relationships that they feel like are dead for the same reason sometimes we buy clothes, shoes, or a gadget, and we've spent so much money on this. It just comes in our house and we never wear it, we never use it, it just sits there. But every time we look at it, it's like, I spent so much money on you, I can't throw you away. So it just sits there because you feel like you wasted money. And in this instance, maybe you feel like you wasted time, but I'm here to tell you there's no such thing as a wasted time. As long as you have breath in your lungs and you have a new day, and there's a scripture that says his mercies are new every morning. Honestly, whenever I wake up to a new day, it just feels so much more promising. Even though I may still have residue of the feelings from the night before, it just feels so promising to have a new day. And as we are going into the new year, I want you guys to have that optimism that it wasn't a waste of time. You learned lessons. You are not the same person that you was. If you didn't go through this relationship, you may not be the person that you are, or the person that you are going to be, because sometimes it's hard to see ourselves past where we're at. But you have to understand it does get better. If you can look back on past relationships or when you felt like you were going to freaking die, and you didn't, and instead of dying, you actually rose higher than you were before. So I want you guys to see this as not the end. It may be the end of a relationship, but it's not the end of you. And there's so many different parts of, like, there's so many different feelings that come with different scenarios, whether, let's say, this person ghosted you, this person rejected you, this person insulted you, this person abused you, or you broke up with them. Like, I don't think either is any better, but I know how hard it is when you feel rejected and you feel like, well, what's wrong with me? Why didn't this person love me? Why didn't this person choose me? Why is this person moving on with someone else? Why is this person deciding to do life without me? And I know it can feel like rejection. It can feel like a dagger to the heart. It can feel like a stab in the back. But I'm here to tell you that you still have purpose. You are still valuable. You still have worth, even if that person did not see your worth. And more times when someone leaves you, it's not because they didn't see your worth. It's that because they did see it and they wasn't deserving of it. They didn't deserve it. They don't know how to handle it. It's not because you're bad. It's because they're not good, or you're not good for each other. And I think we have to become okay with saying that. We have to be okay with things not going the way that we planned it. And I know that especially as women, we like to plan our lives. We like to think ahead. We plan the minute details and everything. And so for women, I'm not going to discriminate, but I do feel like we feel things a lot more deeper because we open up whole selves to people, and when our hearts get broken, it can be so hard to deal with. So I say all of that to say that I feel you. I'm here with you. Like, we are here. This is going to be quite a mellow video. I'm feeling quite mellow at the moment. Whenever I'm not here for a long length of time, know that life is kicking me in the ass. Life is kicking my butt, and I'm having to learn lessons. I'm also learning as I'm teaching. I'm also learning as I'm giving. And sometimes that can be quite hard and difficult to learn lessons and also teach them at the same time. But I thank God that it's not necessarily me. Like, whenever I come on this channel, it's not just me speaking. Like, God cares about you. God cares about you. Whoever you are watching this video, God cares about you. And more times, he's just using me as a vessel. It's not about Brini. It's not because Brini has all the answers. It's not because Brini knows everything. Like, sometimes I know nothing. But then I come here and I get a word from God, and God uses me the channel to speak to you guys, and that's it. Like, I can inspire you guys even when I'm going through things myself. But yeah, this video is going to be quite mellow because I want to really empathize with where you guys are at. It's not just about giving you guys the tips and the tricks. It's about actually sitting there and be like, yeah babe, like, it hurts, doesn't it? It sucks to be by yourself again. It sucks to feel like you have to start again with someone else. It sucks that that person disappointed you, let you down, destroyed your trust, betrayed you. Like, it sucks. It really does. But firstly, I want to talk about the benefits of letting go. Like, it is letting go season. Like, we're coming towards the end of the year, and there's a lot of things that we need to let go of. Not just relationships, negative mindsets, things that are hindering our growth, bad relationships, bad friendships, unforgiveness. this. Like, there's so many things that we need to let go of, and letting go is not a bad thing. When you look at trees and you see how effortlessly they let go of leaves and they make space for new ones, like, it just shows you that there's a purpose in letting go. And even though you may not feel like there is, or you may not see the purpose right now, just know that there is a reason for everything that we go through, and that nothing is wasted. No lesson is ever wasted. Like, God will use our trials and our tribulations and our pain and our hurt and our fears and our anxieties towards a better end, towards telling a better story. Like, sometimes if you ever read a book or if you ever watched a film, sometimes if the story starts off bad, it always gets better. Or if the story starts off good, it always gets worse, right? But that's life. Life is up and down, yin and yang, like good and bad. And sometimes life is good and bad at the same time. Sometimes life is just good, and sometimes life is just bad. But eventually these things start to level out. But there is a lot of benefits to letting go. You have your peace back. You can have your clarity back. You can have your sense of self back. Because when you get into a relationship, it's only natural that you put the other person before yourself. And a lot of people are like, you shouldn't lose yourself in the relationship. You shouldn't. And you should love yourself. You should care about yourself. But naturally, if we're talking about loving someone, to love someone is automatically you putting them before yourself. That's what love is. Love is sacrificial, right? So one of the benefits of letting go is that you have more time for you. What do you like? Right? Because I don't know if you're anything like me, when I'm in a relationship or when I'm in a situation or I'm with someone, it's like, what do you want to do? I don't know, whatever you want to do. Like, I'm a be down for whatever you want to be down for. And that's not me just trying to be like a pick me, I guess. But it's just like spending time with you makes me happy. I don't really ask for much. I don't really ask for much in a relationship. And I'm very, very chill. So sometimes it can be like, I can be so focused on prioritizing that person or making sure that person is good. I don't ever ask myself, like, what do I really want, you know? So letting go also helps you to prioritize yourself again. And for some people, it's like, well, I don't want to prioritize myself. I want to prioritize him. I want him back. And I know, and I get it. Honestly, what can you do, right? And I'm going to talk about acceptance a little bit later, but what can you do? Like, we're here now. Like, and most of you watching this, you know it's dead. Like, you know it's done. Like, you could go back, but you know it's not the same. Like, there's too much water under the bridge. Like, the relationship is done. It's over. So I'm talking about what you can do to move forward, to have a brighter, better future, a better outlook on life. And like I said, another benefit of letting go is that you're actually making room for new leaves, a new story, a new tale to tell, something new. And I know that new sometimes feels annoying when you just want the old thing. When I went for my breakup last year, I was like, I just want everything to go back to normal. I don't like the discomfort of where I'm at right now. Like, I want things to go back to normal. Even though the normal was toxic, I didn't want to have to deal with this new thing, because more times it's like the new is unknown. The new is unknown. It's not predictable. We don't know it. And you know, they always say, better the devil that you know than the devil that you don't know. But what if there's actually not a devil in the future? What if there's actually an angel? What if there's actually someone so much better for you? What about that possibility, right? So another good thing about a breakup is that it's about the person that you become through it, right? Trials, tribulations, hardships, difficulties, pain, they're all to make you into a better person. And I know in this jellyback world where we don't want pain, we want perfect relationships, we want perfect skin, we want the perfect body, we want the perfect friends, we want the perfect partner, we want the perfect. Like, we don't want struggle or pain, but there's no crown without a cross, right? You have to go through things in order to get to the other side. And I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news. Nobody wants to hear that in 2022, going on 2023. Like, nobody wants to hear about pain. They don't want to hear about struggle love. What? I'm definitely not for struggle love, but sometimes it's painful. Even good things are painful. So letting go can be painful, but the person you're becoming on the other end is going to be so much more beautiful. And it's fine if you don't see that for yourself right now. Sometimes it's hard for me to see for myself, but I know it's not going to be worse than going backwards or staying stuck. And sometimes, even if we are in relationships where we feel like they're good, I think in most of us, deep down, if you do the work, which I'm going to talk about in a minute, you will realize that there, in that relationship, there were areas in which you were compromising in. There was areas in which you were settling in. There's things that you were settling for. But because you overlooked them, you became okay with them. But now that the relationship's over, you can actually go back and actually realize and say that this wasn't God's best for me. It may have been the best for that moment, but long term, forever, that wasn't God's best for me. And it is what it is. It's okay. We live and we learn. And another benefit to letting go is the freedom that you will feel. And you may have to come back to this video and testify and be like, when I watched this video, I was toe up from the flow up. I love America. You guys are so funny. You can testify and be like, when I watched this video, I was toe up from the flow up. But now, in 2023, in July 2023, in February 2023, in December 2023, I got my boo. I got the love of my life. He treats me like the queen that I am. We're engaged. We're getting married. I'm married. There's a baby on the way. Like, I'm looking forward to those testimonies, because sometimes when you're in it, it's hard to see past it. But freedom is coming for you. Freedom is coming for you, and you have to believe that freedom is coming for you. On the other side of this, there is freedom, there is peace, there is joy, and there is love. Not just love from another man, but love from God, love for yourself. So you all deserve love. And I want to say right now, I love you. Even if you're not feeling loved right now, I want to say that I love you. And you've got this, and you'll get through it. And so I wrote down a few things. I wouldn't really call them stages, but there's certain things that we need to walk through. And I believe the first one is acceptance. I think before acceptance, we fight against it. We fight against this decision. We fight against this either decision we made or the decision that the other person made for us. Because I know how hard it is when you break up with someone. That was my situation last year. And that has its own pain, but it definitely is difficult when somebody makes the decision for you. Like, it feels like it's taken away your power. It's like someone's dealt something to you that you didn't ask for. And I think that can be really, really painful. But coming to terms with it and accepting it, and I don't think I'll ever get past saying this, but man's rejection is God's protection. I believe that the whole fiber of my being, even if I am angry at God, or that's not what I wanted, God, I don't care if you're protecting me. Don't protect me. I want this person. In the long run, you'll see it. But even in now, you can see it, that just because that person rejected you, that isn't what you should focus on. Don't focus on the rejection, focus on the protection. And I feel that every time I have to uncouple with someone, I know that God is protecting me from things that I couldn't even see, or I couldn't anticipate, I couldn't believe would ever happen. And good thing for me, good thing for you, you'll never have to see it happen, because God has protected you. And even through that person's rejection, God's got his hand over you. God's protecting you from that. And that person may definitely have rejected you. That's not the focus. That can't be the focus, because you'll always stay down. What's wrong with me? What did I do? What could I have done better? Maybe if I did this, maybe if I look better, maybe if I. And more times it has nothing to do with you. You may never know why the person rejected you, why the person broke up with you, why the person was unfaithful, why the person treated you that way. You may never know, but you have to understand that man's rejection is God's protection. And how good does it feel to know that you're cared about by God? Like 8 billion people in the world, God's kind enough to shut that shit down for you. To shut it down before it got any worse for you. I'm thankful for what God has saved me from. I'm thankful for the things that I didn't even see coming, and he saved me and he protected me from. That even though in the moment it doesn't feel good, I know and I believe that God is good and his plans for me are perfect. My plans for me are crinkle, crinkle, crinkle. Like, my plans for me are about, like, it's somehow, my plans for me are somehow, like, my plans for myself are like 10%. And it's 10% of what I see is good. I'm like, yeah, I deserve this. God's like, no, you deserve 100%. Not 10%, not 20%, not 5%. But because for you, you're looking from this perspective, you're like, but this is good. I had a good man in comparison to you. In comparison to what you deserve, maybe he wasn't. So accepting that reality and getting proper perspective about it. And that's what these videos do. When you watch them, it gives you a better perspective. You, before watching this video, you may have been crying, you may have been sad, you may have been just low, but me speaking to you and giving you a different perspective and showing you a different way to look at things makes you feel better. So sometimes we have to change our view on things, our idea of things, and then allow that negative voice or condemnation or self-criticism of judgment to have the final say. Look at things from God's perspective. He's so much higher than us. His ways are so much higher than us. He knows way more than we do. Our understanding is so limited. Is expansive, which brings me on to the second thing, which is to trust God, but trust the process. Trust the process has been my word for this year, because sometimes life comes at you fast, baby. Like, sometimes life comes at you fast, hard and fast, and we have to trust the process. We have to trust the process, the every day, the every minute, the every moment, the ups and the downs, the highs and the lows, the bumps in the road. That we have to trust the process and be patient, which is the next thing. Patient. Be patient with yourself. Don't be too hard on yourself in this season. It's hard enough what's happening to you. Don't also be an extra critic, an extra burden, an extra nuisance. And I know one thing that I struggle with, and one thing that people always say to me is like, really, you're so hard on yourself. And I'm like, I know. I have such high expectations for myself. And it's like, just be easy. Like, you've never walked this road before. You may have had similar experiences, but you never walked this road before. And sometimes it's about trusting this new process. And I'm going to go into practically what that looks like in a minute. But the last thing that I want to talk about is hope. You have to have hope. You have to have hope that things will get better. Like, to be hopeless is the worst place to be on earth. To be hopeless is the worst place to be on earth. You have to have something worth living for, even if it's just one thing, even if it's for your family, your child, your clients, your colleagues, whatever it is. Have hope. Things get better. They do get better. You have to believe that. They do get better. Weeping may endure for a night, joy comes in the morning. And things will get easier. These emotions that feel so heavy right now, they'll get easier as the days go by. Trust the process, have hope for the future, which is what I'm going to go into now. And I want to give practical tips on how you can really detach yourself from that person. And what I'm going to say is not going to be easy. These tips are not going to be easy. And you may have to put this video on the back burner for a while until you're actually ready to do these things or to walk out these tips. But when you're ready, sis, I'm going to be here. I'm going to be here for you. But for those of you who are ready to put in some of these practical tips, number one is you either have to block, delete, or rename this person. And I'll start with the renaming thing, because this for me has always worked. Because those of us who have phones, so I'm assuming you all have phones, when you was with that person, there was a certain sensation that you felt when that person's name came up on your phone. Whether you renamed them hubby with like five emoticons, or you had a pet name for them, had a short name, the feelings that came up when you saw that person calling you, like, they were good feelings. They were feelings of, my boo, my babe, my husband, my fiance, my boyfriend, my boo, my babe. Like, there's those positive feelings that came up. So having them still in your phone as that is almost setting you back into the past, and the past that isn't the present, because the relationship is over. The person you're still thinking this person is not the person that you had before. Like, they're not the same anymore. It's a different season. It's different. Okay. And me personally, when I've gone through these situations, I've renamed them to the past. I've renamed them let it go. Like, whatever I needed to rename them as long as it wasn't the name that was coming up before when everything was good, right? And what that does is that it renames them. It renames the season that they play in your life. And when you go to call them, or you think about calling them, or they call you, it's not that good, those gushy feelings you're feeling anymore. There is a sense of detachment happening. And that's what this video is about today, is about how to detach from the person, right? So renaming is a good one. If you don't want to block them, if you don't want to delete them, renaming is a good one. For those of you that need to block and delete, do that. I feel like renaming comes first. Eventually you'll go on to block them, and eventually you go on to delete them. Or if you're like me, rename, block, delete, all of it. Like, just get them out of your phone book, right? Get them out of your life. Out of sight sometimes is out of mind. And some people feel like, well, that's a bit childish, blocking them. It's a bit, it doesn't matter. Like, we're not here to be rational. Like, at this stage, it's not about being rational. And whether that person's like, oh, how childish, they blocked me, the relationship is over. What more do you want from me? The relationship is dead, done, and dusted. What do you want me to do, right? But everyone's situation is different. This is what works for me. Blocking, deleting, and renaming. Or renaming, blocking, and deleting, eventually. Because it creates a different shift. All I'm going to say is try it out, and you'll know what I mean. The second practical tip is, I say it's a practical spiritual tip. And for those of you who are believers that believe in God, that believe in soul ties, this is usually after the tears and after the cry and after the denial and after the acceptance, I go through a process of breaking soul ties because I recognize that sometimes the reason why it's so difficult to get over this person is because your souls are tied to them. If you are sleeping with a person, if you are emotionally connected to them, if you are spending ample amounts of time with them, if you're exclusive with a person, you are going to create a soul tie. And those soul ties get deeper and deeper through experiences, through time, through connection, through sex. These soul ties get deeper. And sometimes the reason why we feel like we cannot move past this person keeps pulling me back, is because you have a soul tie. So what I like to do is go through a process of breaking soul ties, and it's a prayer. And what I'll do is I'll put my prayer, the prayer that I pray, down there. But unless you have faith, there's no point in praying the prayer. Because for me, like, it works. For some people, I've only had to pray it once and continue through this process. But for other people, it's a continual prayer. Like, is it every day? When I break this soul tie, I sever this tie between me and this person. Anything that I gave to them, may it be returned to me. Anything that I have of theirs, may it be returned to them. Prayer is so key in severing the tie spiritually, because one thing you guys have to understand is that relationships aren't just physical. They're physical, emotional, and they're spiritual, okay? So it's easy to do the physical things or the emotional things. We don't do the spiritual thing. The spiritual thing actually has the tightest bond. The tightest bond that you have with a person is spiritual, okay? Like I said, especially if you are sleeping with a person. So soul ties, breaking soul ties through prayer, highly recommended, okay? 10 out of 10. Works like a charm, but like I said, you gotta believe it. Not only that, but if you get yourself attached to that person again, you're gonna have to pray it again. Okay, so make sure you're really at that point where you're like done, okay, and break that soul tie. The third practical tip I will say is to keep a journal of your progress. Okay, I said talked about trusting the process before, and really, in order to trust the process, you have to go through it. Like, you have to go through it. So what I do is I write day one, I talk about how I feel, I talk about what the feelings that have come up. I keep it all the way real. It's only me reading this, so no point lying to myself. I keep it all the way real, how I feel about the person, if I'm angry, if I'm sad, if I'm bitter, if I'm da da da. And when you look back, you'll realize how up and down it is, but eventually the days get easier. For some of you, maybe you just broke up a day ago, or a week ago, a month ago, or a year ago. Like, it's different for everybody, and the process is going to be different. But what I find really helpful is to journal that experience, and it's just like talking to myself. Equally, if you're not a journaler, if you don't really feel anything doing that, I definitely highly recommend you talk to a therapist. Therapy can really, really help you through a breakup to give you a better perspective. I do enjoy self-help, and I do enjoy practical examples and tips. I'm also aware that some people can't do it by themselves, and that's not a slight to you. Sometimes we need help, sometimes we need other people. I'm a professional breaker up, but no, I'm joking. I'm not professional at all. Every time it hurts, sometimes even worse than it did before, but I'm just joking. I'm not professional. I don't think any of us are. It hurts because we're women and we have emotions, we have feelings, and we attach meaning to feelings and feelings to meaning, and it can just be crazy. But like I said, if you need support, speak to a therapist. Equally, speak to your friends and your family about it. Speak to a pastor, speak to someone that you trust, speak to your mom, speak to your father. Like, talking about it is actually therapy, and they may not have the solutions for you, but I think that talking about it is half the battle, because the worst thing that you can do is stay silent and allow this breakup to eat you up alive. That's how people commit suicide. Like, you have to talk about it. Let someone know. Let someone be aware. Don't feel shame about it. Speak to someone that you can trust. Another really practical tip that I want to give you guys is don't focus on the positives of the relationship. And I know this sounds a bit wild, but unless you're going through a breakup, like, you won't understand. Because I think as women, we have tendencies to focus on all the good. And that's why you miss him, because you're focusing on all of the good times. You're focusing on all the good memories. Unfortunately, I don't know what happens in our brain, but when we go through a breakup, we have a tendency to just focus on all the good things, and that's what makes us go back. But then you realize you go backwards, and you realize that everything wasn't good. Like, your mind is lying to you and trying to deceive you and say that everything was good. So don't focus on the positive relationships. Focus solely on the negatives of the relationship. Like I said, it might sound wild, but trust me, focus on the negatives, because there were many negatives about the relationship. Okay, sometimes we want to put on our rose tinted glasses and be like, no, he was like the best person ever. I've never met anyone like him. And the problem with I've never met anyone like him. He was the first person to two, or he was the only person has ever done, or he was the best at fill in the blanks, is that we always compare the person we are with the ex. And the ex is just not the person to compare anything to, because they were trash, they were bad. So for you to stop at this person and be like, this is the best I've ever been treated, if they can treat you better than your ex, that means that your future person can treat you better than this ex, okay? So don't use this person as a barometer and think that that's all you're ever gonna get. So don't focus on the positives. You already know those, right? You know them verbatim, and they keep running around in your head. Focus on the negatives and write them down. As part of your journaling, write down all of the negative things, all the negative experiences that you had with them, the negative words they spoke to you, like even this negative of this breakup. Write it all down, because I'm sure it'll start to come back to you and you'll realize that this relationship was not all rosy, peaches and cream. No, it wasn't. The next practical tip is to write down all of the qualities that you are looking for in the perfect match. Not the perfect person, but the perfect match for you. Because like I said, your ex probably wasn't the perfect person for you. And there's a lot of things that you overlooked for the sake of love. Now, let's start thinking about the future. Let's start envisioning a better future for you. Start writing all the qualities that you need in a person. You might have to revise your list that you've had for years, or even revise the list that you thought that person ticked off, right? Let's start revising that list. Let's actually start writing down what you truly, truly deserve. And I think that will give you a focus for the future, for the next person. And I'm not saying that it's about meeting that person tomorrow. It's not even about that. It's actually give you hope that things will get better, that you can be treated like this again and better. You will have love in your life and better. Okay, and with this, you want to gather examples. I'm not really a relationship goals person, but I'm sure there's couples that you look up to, whether it's in your personal life or celebrities. Obviously, I prefer you to use personal life examples, because you know them. They can't really lie to you, right? But whatever it takes, like, use those examples to encourage yourself, to inspire yourself, to move forward. I truly believe that the best that God has for you is out there. Believe it. The next tip I will give you guys is to build yourself up with self-help videos or relationship videos. Again, they're practical tips, okay? These are not necessarily solutions. I'm just saying that they help with the process, okay? These are things that helped me, okay? So first, improving yourself. Self-improvement is super important, because you get back to feeling yourself and you get back to focusing on yourself. Like I said before, when you're in relationships, our focus is divided on us and the other person, but most of the time, mainly on them. So you want to get back to yourself. So you want to do things that are going to develop your character, develop your personality, develop your outward appearance. And it's not a time to go and like get surgery and start changing things about you, because you think, oh, the person that he's with is like this or whatever, or maybe he broke up with me because I had a flat ass, maybe he broke up with me because I was too big or whatever it is. Now is not the time to start doing that kind of stuff, okay? Because you're not in your total right mind, okay? That can come later if you so wish. However, it's not about changing yourself, it's about improving yourself and becoming the best version of yourself. And only you know what that is. Only you know what that looks like. Again, building yourself up on relationship videos. My personal favorite when I'm going through a breakup is Tony Gaskins. Just because, like, he just gives me the game. He just gives me the game, like, straight, no chaser. Like, he's just like, boom, 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 this is the reason, blah, 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 blah. Male's perspective, I'm just like, okay, Tony, thanks. But, like, only positive video content on relationships. None of this, men are trash, this and that, blah, 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 da, 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 da. You know what I mean? Like, not negative content, positive, uplifting, inspirational relationship content, whereby it talks about personal accountability, where you can see where you went wrong in a relationship, where you can actually start to learn more about the opposite sex, improve your relationship with the opposite sex, make yourself ready for the next person that's coming. Those are all helpful things that are forward facing, future facing. It's not going to keep you stuck in the past, because a breakup has a tendency to keep you stuck, and that's not helpful for anyone. Practical. So I'm still giving you practical tips. I'm kind of going to whiz through them a little bit quicker, because I'm realizing this video is a bit long. However, the next practical tip is to get a scripture that speaks to hope, that speaks to future. My personal scripture is Luke 1:45, and it says, blessed is she who has believed that the Lord will fulfill his promises to her. I'm only concerned about God fulfilling his promises to me. I know what God's spoken about me concerning my life. life, concerning my career, my relationships. So I hold on to those promises, I hold on to those hopes. So a practical tip is to find a scripture that speaks to you, that speaks to hope. Yeah, the next practical tip is to accept and to settle within yourself that you are going to be alone for this next season. And I know some people say the best way to get over one person is to get under another person, and let me know how that works for you. But like, nah, rebound is never the answer for a heartbreak, because you end up hurting another person, bringing them into your whirlwind of confusion and heartbreak. It never works for anybody. But accept that you're going to be by yourself and you're going to be single for this season, and it doesn't have to be bad. You can actually be happy by yourself. And if you don't feel like you can be happy by yourself, that means that there's work to be done on you, hence the reason why you should get into therapy, why you should get into therapy. Accept this is a new season for you. It's single season. Surround yourself with people that are also in that season, who have been in that season for a long time, because they'll give you a good perspective, especially if you've been in a relationship for a long time. You don't even know what being single is. And can I just let you know that there's nothing out here in these streets. I don't care if you're in the UK or Ukraine. There ain't nothing out here in these streets, okay? And that may be a temptation for you to go backwards, but trust me, there's nothing out here. There's nothing there anymore of your ex. So the only thing you can do is come to terms with being single and being by yourself. It's gonna get lonely, and it's the worst time to be single because it's so cold outside. But find yourself some friends, find yourself a family to be involved in, to, even if it's not your family, someone else's family, like, get involved, build community, go out, surround yourself with people that are like you, meet new friends, meet new people, like, it will definitely help you. But come to terms with the fact that you're going to be single, and you won't die. Trust me, I haven't died yet, but you'll be all right. Next practical tip is to understand that feelings are not permanent, that this too shall pass, okay? Even these feelings you're feeling right now will pass. Nothing is permanent in this life, okay? Like I said, you're gonna have high highs, you're gonna have low lows, and sometimes you're just gonna be numb. But it's okay, because feelings are not facts. Take them in, let them go, okay? Do not make permanent decisions based on temporary feelings. Trust me, it ends in disaster. The next practical tip, or practical spiritual tip, is to get closer to God. There's nothing like a breakup to send you into the arms of God. There's nothing like a breakup to send you straight back into the arms of God where you should have been in the beginning. But yeah, God's not like petty, like, see, I told you so, I told you should listen to me. Like, God's not petty. God is always there with open arms, ready to welcome you back. And sometimes you need a stronger relationship with God. Is so much more important than a strong relationship with a person. Trust me, God is consistent. When that person comes and goes, God is consistent. God was here before I got here. He'll be here after I leave this earth. Like, God is the only consistent person in this earth, and he's the only one that's going to have your back fully, okay? So work on developing that relationship with him, getting closer to him. I'm going to have a video about that very, very soon, coming very, very soon. But I really feel like it's one of the biggest keys. And don't think that this is in a list of, don't think that this, these practical tips are in a list of importance, because no, it's all important, okay? So yeah, get closer to God, get closer to friends, get closer to community. Yeah, that will help you. The next practical tip I will say is to become responsible for your own happiness again. The tendency in relationships to give the responsibility of your happiness to the other person, to give the key to the other person. And when you are outside of that, it's very, very important that you become responsible for your own happiness. I know when I went through a situation where the person kind of ended it with me, I was chasing them like, no, you make me happy, so make me happy, because I'm not happy right now. And I realized it was because I was giving the responsibility of happiness away instead of being responsible myself for my own happiness. And I hope that makes sense. That's the simplest way I can put it. I'll become responsible again for your own happiness and look after yourself. Honestly, when I'm in a relationship with someone or I'm in a situation, I'm the biggest baby. Like, I'm like, daddy, like, look after me, make me feel good, stroke my arms, hug me, kiss me. I'm the biggest baby. Like, when I'm in a relationship, I'm the biggest baby. And so I actually stopped looking after myself. And not in a sense that you think, oh, Brina's always gonna look good, like, period. Like, you'll never see me lacking. Like, you won't see. But I'm talking about looking after myself emotionally, mentally, physically, as in, like, doing things, going places. Yeah, sometimes I just want to be booed up. Like, I want to just close out the world. I want to do anything. I want to go anywhere. I want to make any video. I want to do anything. I just want to be booed up. That's not good. So don't stop looking after yourself. Start looking after yourself again. Think about what's going to make you happy. Do things that feed your soul, that make you glad, that make you happy, that make you smile. Do those things and get out into the world, because sometimes we can be stuck in our own bubble. We can be stuck in our own bubble, and especially with social media. Social media, if you go on social media, if you go on Twitter, you see it, go on Instagram, people are feeding to you what to think about certain things, how to feel about men, how to feel about women, how to feel about relationships, how to feel about marriage, how to feel about this and this. And like, that's your bubble that you created by following these people, right? Step outside of your bubble and realize that we don't see the world how it is. We see the world how we are. It's all coming from ourselves. So pop that bubble and step outside your bubble. Meet new people. Try new hobbies. Me personally, I'm trying to get into kickboxing. And funnily enough, someone dropped something through my letterbox. And I'm like, kickboxing? I was like, answered prayer. Like, I love kickboxing and I love it. And that's one thing that I want to do for myself that I've been putting off. So on top of that point, the next tip I'll give you guys is to set a new focus, plan a new trip, set a goal to get fit, start a new business adventure, volunteer, do something that has nothing to do with this person, nothing to do with relationship, nothing to do with it. Get a new focus and focus all of your attention, all that attention that you was giving this person, focus it on something else. I can't tell you what that is. I know what it is for me, but you know what you want to do. You know the dreams and the goals that you want to achieve. But make that a focus. Never make a man your focus, man. Yeah, it's detrimental. They'll drive you insane. And the last thing that I will say, it's not really a tip, but I want to let you guys know that missing someone is actually a part of moving on, point blank period. Missing someone is not a reason to go backwards. It's not. And I know for me, the last breakup breakup that I went through was so short-lived. Like the whole relationship was so short-lived, but I cannot begin to explain to you how difficult lip gloss in here. I can't begin to explain to you guys how difficult it was to move on. Everything, and I mean everything, reminded me of this person. And I'm just like, a hell? This is probably the shortest situationship I've ever been in, but it's taking me the longest to get over this person. And I'm just like, why? What's going on? But missing someone is not a reason to go backwards. It's actually part of moving on. And I want you guys to know that. And it's okay to have feelings of missing someone, but you have to stop giving in to those feelings. My friend gave me great advice, and she told me to be strong. Be strong. And something about telling someone to be strong is that it just kind of makes you go, actually, yeah, I can be strong. I am being weak. I'm choosing to be fragile. Let me boss up. Let me boss up. I can be stronger than this. And you can be strong too. So I hope it helped you see a new perspective, a new way of looking at these things. And I want you guys to know that we're in this together. But this is a great time to let things go. We're going into a new year and we gotta be focused. There's better things that are coming. The best is yet to come, sis. Don't dwell on the past. It's the past for a reason. It happened. Let's move on. Let's go forward.
Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Pep Talk podcast. It would mean so much to me if you can leave a review, rate this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Stay fabulous, ladies.